From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Thousands take to the streets as Puerto Rico sees its biggest strike in decades. The United States attacked again in the dispute over the banana trade. And can Jamaica get René Samoas to stay? I'm Electra Naismith and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Puerto Rico, thousands of workers have taken to the streets in what many are calling the island's biggest strike in decades. Protesters, many of them government employees, including health and utility workers, are staging a 48-hour general strike in protest at the sale of the state telephone company. Orin Gordon has more.
The protesters were out early in their trucks and cars, blocking the main highway leading to San Juan's International Airport. The blockade of hundreds of vehicles across the six-lane highway cut off traffic moving east of the capital. Officials of American Airlines apparently canceled one flight to Miami when only just one of its 138 passengers was able to get to the airport. The main body of the protests was scheduled to move onto the headquarters of the telephone company this afternoon. Puerto Rico's only English-language radio station, WOSO, quoted Governor Pedro Rosello as saying he did not want to discuss the general strike. In a report on the strike, the radio station said the governor also refused to comment on the decision by some shopping centers and banks to close for the day. Governor Rosello says he'll go forward with the sale of the telephone company regardless.